This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So Manny, are you there? Well, I'm not alive, but I'm just checking that you're there.
I'm here.
How we doing, Scott?
No, I'm good, Manny. How are you doing? Now I can hear your voice. Everything's better.
Good, good. I had to fade the music down for you a little bit.
Yeah, music is the way we say, let's get another What's On Your Mind underway on the most listened to radio program out in the Northern Plains. As you can hear, I'm calling from a tin can. A little technical glitch that we are trying to work out right now. Since the one and only Todd the Radio God Mitchell is on a beach somewhere. Right?
Lucky him.
Yeah. Have you been on a beach this year, this winter, Manny?
I wish. No, I have not.
I haven't either. Yeah. Not a good deal. Do you hear me now, by the way, on the microphone? Can you hear me on Access 10, as we say?
I am not hearing you there yet, no.
You're not hearing me on Access 10.
Now I've got you. Hold on a second.
Now you got access me on 10? Access 10?
Yeah, now you're there.
Okay.
Now
you sound so I'll hang up, and I can hear you. And that's a good thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can hear me okay now.
Yeah, you sound terrific.
I sound terrific.
As usual.
Wow. Yeah, that's a great way to start a Friday. I sound terrific. Superb. So anyway, you ready for the weekend?
Yes. I've been waiting all week for the weekend.
Me too. Did you watch the Republican debate last night?
I did not. No, I was pretty busy with some other stuff at my other place of employment. Recording podcasts and whatnot.
So were you?
I
yeah.
To watch, no.
So one of the questions I have for our audience today on What's On Your Mind is, if you did watch it or listen to it or see highlights about it, is that what you want in a debate? I don't know. I found myself really, you know, entertained, laughing a couple of times. You know, I guess, you know, if I'm Marco Rubio or Ted Cruz, and I'm trying to knock out the front runner, I'd probably do what they did. I don't say this to be critical at all, but I'm sitting here thinking, you know, are people at home getting anything out of this? As they try and decide who they are trying to support, who's speaking for them, who's got a grasp of the issues and would come in day one and have a command of what needs to be fixed and how to do it, are you getting that? I can't imagine anybody is. I don't. What's the takeaway value of last night? Now, if your candidate that you like did really, really well, you probably think there's all kinds of takeaways. It's fantastic. It's great. I don't know. And, you know, there is a debate next Thursday that's happening in Bismarck, actually, at the Bell Mayhews Auditorium. They call it the Bell in downtown Bismarck. I think you can still get tickets if you call the North Dakota Republican Party office. Each of the candidates get an allotment of tickets, and then the party has some tickets as well. So there is a couple of ways to get tickets, either from a candidate you might support or from the party themselves. And I'll be one of three moderators for that. We're actually meeting later today to begin formulating the questions. And I want your help on what you want out of a debate. So not only assessing what happened last night and really all of these debates, there's been a few that there's been some, you know, decent back and forth and substance, but a lot of them turn into just cage matches. Maybe we want cage matches. I don't know. You know, I see some of the junk on TV, and I think, you know, this is brutal. And I think, well, I guess people watch it. It's sort of like being mad at Barack Obama when he ought to be mad at the people that elected the guy. And that's really where the root cause of the problem is. Wait a minute. Why did you vote for him? I want free cell phones. You want free cell phones. Nothing's free. Wait a minute. You know, those are the kind of conversations we need to have. Free health care. Free tuition. You think tuition is free, Bernie Sanders? That there's no cost to it? You know, ask people in Europe how free stuff works out. Go look at their tax rate. Nothing's free. You're paying for it just another way. And sometimes for services ridiculous. You know, I'd love to see that in a debate. Call me crazy. Have a little discussion about the free market and why it's better, where we ought to go. I don't know. We have a number of clips from last night's debate. First of all, Ben Carson, without a doubt, had the best line of the night, in my mind. When he said, would somebody please attack me? That was so good. I mean, honestly. And he started with the very first thing he said. Rev, do you have the, this was the opening statements where everybody sort of set the stage for the night. Here's what Ben Carson had to say.
If someone had tried to describe today's America to you 30 years ago, you would have listened in disbelief. Americans know that our nation is heading off the abyss of destruction, secondary to divisiveness, fiscal irresponsibility, and failure to lead. Marco, Donald, Ted, John, we will not solve any of these problems by trying to destroy each other. What we need to do is be looking for solutions tonight. It's not about us. It's about the American people.
It's one smart dude. That's great advice. Now, listen to this montage and tell me whether or not they heard him or followed any of the advice.
Joke artist, and this guy's a liar.
Well, you don't know anything about business.
Well, I don't know anything about bankrupting poor companies.
Where was Donald? He was firing Dennis Rodman on Celebrity Apprentice.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
If he builds the wall the way he built Trump Towers, he'll be using illegal immigrant labor to do it.
He lied. 100%.
If he hadn't inherited $200 million, you know where Donald
Trump's
watches in Manhattan.
This is another area on which Donald agrees with Hillary Clinton.
I think Bush did a hell of a bad job.
First of all, very few people listen to your radio show. That's the good news. A lot of these positions that he's now taking are new to him.
When you say crazy zealot, are you talking about you?
You may not be aware of this, Donald, because you don't follow this stuff very closely.
Yeah, I know you're embarrassed. I know you're embarrassed. But keep fighting. Keep swinging, man. Swing for the fences.
I watched him melt down, and I'll tell you, it was one of the saddest things I've ever seen.
You're a lot of fun up here tonight, I have to tell you. Thank you for the book.
Donald, relax.
Go ahead.
I'm relaxed. You're the basket case.
So, thanks for the advice, Ben. Thanks for the advice, Ben. Oh, my goodness. And we have more if you want more. Tell me what your favorite lines were. There were good ones. I mean, again, I was amused. I was entertained. It was, I don't know, sort of like watching a train wreck. You're going to watch it. You're forced to. You don't want to. You need to watch it. It's sad. It's kind of like, oh, look at that. Oh, my gosh. But it happened. It's happening. You crane your neck and say, what's going on? But is it what you want? That's what I want to know. So here's what we're going to do today. We're going to talk about anything you want to talk about last night. But I'm more interested in what the perfect debate is. And maybe we can do it a little better for you for the governor's debate Thursday at the Bell, which should be great fun. Wayne Stanjib, Doug Burgum, Rick Becker. And there's a race we obviously can have some significant impact in. Sadly, we're not going to get an opportunity to participate to the degree we'd like in the presidential race this election. And even if we were, it would be a smaller part, albeit a part, but a smaller one. 800-228-0550, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com to email. Give us a call. Here's Paul in Moorhead. You going to bring this one up for me, Manny? Click him in. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind? You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today.
Well, good morning. Yeah, I only got to watch parts of the debate last night, and I did see Rubio get some good shots in on Trump there, getting back on repeating himself. But by far, the best line of the night was Ben Carson would somebody please attack me? The depth of that statement, I mean, it took a while to sink in what it really, really meant. You know, that you need to be attacking or attacked to get any attention, and just the intelligence of this guy with one simple line like that that meant so much.
I agree with you. I can't decide whether we should just be glad that these they're in the arena and they're slugging it out, or whether we ought to be sad to say, what is happening to our country? I can't decide which direction. What was your takeaway overall?
Overall, it was a lot of fighting, although there was a bit of substance to it. It was really hard to pick it out amongst all the yelling.
That's true. But there was a little bit. There was on the debt. You know, Rubio saying nobody should leave this debate, leave this stage until they tell us what their plan is to reduce the national debt. A health care plan, Scalia. So you are right. Paul, thanks for calling.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Some farmers got zero ARC payments. Others got less than they should have. Were you paid the right amount? Go to FixTheFarmSubsidy.com for details. Join Progressive Ag Law at free informational meetings in North Dakota, February 22nd through the 26th. Come to a meeting to learn how Progressive Ag Law will help you obtain the payments you are entitled to. The surveys failed, and the RMA and FSA differ. Farmers, let's get this right and prevent it from ever happening again. These meetings are free, and they are important to all farmers. FixTheFarmSubsidy.com has details on a meeting near you.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming 2016 machinery auctions feature the following John Deere tractors: a 2014 9560RT, only 795 hours; a 2013 6190R with loader, only 325 hours; a 2015 9620R four-wheel drive, only 57 hours; and a 2009 9630T with tracks, only 2,000 hours. For detailed information on all of these items and many more, log on to Pipers.com.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. We're going to talk a little bit about why you should use a business broker. Now, Art, previously you told us why a property sale is different than a commercial sale, where you need a business broker. Talk about some of the tools that come with that transaction, including the true value of a business and maintaining and factoring that during the sale. How do you do that?
Well, Scott, what we do is we do a process called recasting the business financials. What that does is we look at all of your expenses, because there's two parts of your financials. There's the financials you fill out and send to the IRS for your tax return, and then there's the financials that represent the true value of your business. So we look at your expenses, your operations, and see what things that you're using the business for deductions that could possibly be added back in to increase the value of that company.
Makes sense. Valuations, appraisals for business entities, a bit more complex. You want a business broker. You want a great team like Art and the crew at Sunbelt Business Brokers in North Dakota. Call them 701-347-2727.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
But the bottom line is, if you look at his record over the last 25 or 30 years, on issue after issue, he has not been on our side. Now, if he's changed, we're always looking for converts into the conservative movement. But the bottom line is that you don't have a record there to look at and say, I feel at peace that when Donald Trump is president of the United States, he's going to be firmly on our side on these issues.
Marco Rubio, his best performance bar none against Donald Trump. I don't know what the guy's been doing for the last three, four, 5 days, but he must have been just in absolute prep mode to say, here's the points I'm going to get in, and he really got him in. He basically took over as moderator for a while, started asking questions like on the healthcare thing. We have that exchange. We'll play that for you, too. What's on your mind? Brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. All those thousands of jobs and careers in North Dakota that are part of this oil industry and solving the challenges of our state's growth at the same time. Find out more about all the good work they're doing at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. All right, check that out. Also brought to you today by MyPillow. The 4-for-1 deal is back, too. I'm getting some calls about that. Hey, what's the deal? Well, when you got a 4-for-1, people want to know. And this is the classic 4-pack combo for only $99.98. Receive two classic pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. A savings of $160. Really, really good deal. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. You get everything else. You get the 10-year warranty, you get the 60-day money-back guarantee, you get all of that, plus an incredible deal for our friends at MyPillow. All right, back to the phones. What did you think of last night's debate? And is that what you want from a debate? And can you give me some advice on what you'd like me to focus on, question-wise, topic-wise, and for that matter, what you just want out of this debate that is happening in Bismarck next week with the governor's candidates on Thursday night at the Bell. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Phil Parker tells me it's National Bacon Day. So I'm going to be thinking about that every time I say Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Casey's on the road. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Well, sir, how are you?
Good. Scott, I was just wanted to say, I think Marco Rubio, he kind of pulled his guns out yesterday. The reason why is because that's all Donald Trump's been doing is just running his mouth. And even when he was called on the carpet about, you know, hiring illegals to build Trump Tower, he saw constantly skirting the issue. He never has any solutions. And Marco Rubio, I've seen him in a debate before, and these guys are trying to address the issues. And but Donald, he likes to call everybody liar, and it's sad to say, if he gets the nomination, well, we're going to end up with a Democrat. That's my opinion. And on advice for, of course, for the governor's debate, you know, from a governor's standpoint, what can you do to start making our industry start coming back? I know they can't do anything about the oil prices. It's a free market. But from a governor's standpoint, what can be done to start making Western North Dakota a little bit more healthy? Because, I mean, just like it was announced yesterday, come April 1st, Whiting Oil is going to stop fracking. They're not going to complete the holes. They're just going to let them sit in the ground. That's how bad it's getting right now, and that's...
What would you like to see happen, Casey? What should they, it's a good question, I'm curious.
Yeah, it's from my standpoint, I'm about in the dark as everybody else because, it's spooky. I mean, we're living from one day to the next, not from one week or one month. We're just working from one day to the next. Hoping we get some hours, something popped up here, okay, we got some hours, and it's getting spooky,
Now, what I'm about to say will scare the living daylights out of the environmental extremists, because there's no amount of regulation that will ever satisfy them, and in my view, most of them advocate for it in hopes it will cost enough for the industry that they won't be able to drill, right? The whole idea of fossil fuels, they hate it. So it's sort of like the Keystone XL pipeline, right? They just were going to be against it no matter what. It wasn't about routes through Nebraska or anything else. It was about we hate fossil fuels. So when you're dealing with somebody like that, forget about it. Now, so this will drive them crazy, and I love to drive them crazy. Because they need to be outed for what they are. But how about if we take a look at some of the regulations we put in place and the cost of them? So, example, conditioning order that was put through. The industry, a lot of them privately said, this will do no good. It's meaningless. We're doing it in more things than we need to. But why fight the battle at this point? Politically, it's become kind of we have to do something because of a couple high-profile train accidents, so you do something to make people feel good rather than actually have any real benefit out of it, and there is a cost. And they go along with the cost at a time when oil prices are considerably higher, but now, I don't know, the cost, a buck and some change per barrel, well, somebody told me yesterday up at Stanley, you know, they were about 19 bucks yesterday up there. Well, a buck makes a big difference. It might mean whether Casey keeps his job another 6 months or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So would, yes, you, sir, would you think, would it make sense for them to go line by line through the regulations and say, is this a regulation we believe is necessary at this point in time, given the market conditions? Maybe when the price comes back there, we'll look at it again, but right now we don't think it's necessary. Would that be a good idea?
That would, Scott. And another thing I'd like to say to you, Scott, is a lot of people would probably get after me, and I really don't care, because a lot of people that throughout the state of North Dakota are reaping the benefits from the tax revenue from the oil country, but they sit back and they say, oh, we're just killing the environment. I love that you said that about environmentalists. But one thing I think with the oil companies and stuff like that, they need another tax break. They need another reduction in tax, something to give them some sort of incentive to stay here and keep working. You know, and it's already been proven that the last, 1.5% tax reduction rate that they got, we actually increased our revenue because they kept working. Maybe they need another one.
Yeah,
something's got to change, you know.
A lot of that will be up to the legislature, but, you know, but I would love to see at least a discussion begin now of what can be done, you know, what ultimately can be done, and take a look at some of these things line by line in every area. Anything that they're doing that's adding cost, that's the way we ought to think. I mean, North Dakota has built the economy it has enjoyed over the last number of years by being a business-friendly place, right? Ed Schaefer Ford, it was all about, you know, Ed Schaefer, I always equate to Ronald Reagan because he came in at a very tough time, like Carter, you know, before him. George Sinner, before Ed Schaefer, had a mess. And what about the business of saying we're going to make the state business friendly and built the foundation that ultimately led to the economy taking off? And obviously John Hovind and Jack Dalrymple did a good job of keeping that going. I'd love a discussion about some of those things that we can do. And I think you're right to raise it as a suggested question for the governor's race, because not only there, but also just in general, that question needs to be discussed and talked about. And what I sometimes fear is that, you know, Republicans are afraid to engage in that kind of conversation because they're afraid what Democrats are going to say about them. Who cares? They're going to say all that stuff anyway and do the right thing, is my take, you know?
Yep. Exactly. Well, have a good one, Scott. That's all I got for you, my friend.
Want you working, Casey. Appreciate the call. Good call. And others, you welcome bet. Like it. You bet. Thanks for the call. 800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your email questions or comments as well. Give us a call. When you call, you can leave a message. A couple folks have. We'll get to those comments as well. We love chatting with you live on the air. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Press 1 to leave a message. Press 2 to chat with us live on the air. More after this.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is once again sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 12th through the 15th for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investments in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, new uses of soy and fish diets, and visit shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which the North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. All North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in the See for Yourself program by April 30th. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house?
Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Minnesota. Do I hear all these people out there who are saying that if Trump is the candidate, I'm not going to vote? Well, I look at it this way. If you don't vote and somebody like Hillary gets into office, you can kiss your constitutional rights goodbye, and please don't come over and cry on my shoulder because you got exactly what you deserved because you didn't vote. May not like Trump, but he's a heck of a lot better than Hillary. Thank you.
Appreciate the call on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. I'd never, ever, ever in 100,000 years advocate somebody not vote because they're, you know, protest vote to stay home. That got us 4 more years to Barack Obama. It absolutely did. That's a proof. So there's plenty of that in our history. It's not good. Now, you'd like the Republican Party to pick a candidate that's going to motivate the majority of the base. Donald Trump has brought a lot of new people into the process. You can say that about him. I think it's also fair to say we don't know what we'd get. And a good example of that was that exchange on health care last night that we're going to play in just a moment. More of your calls, questions, and comments. Welcome on What's On Your Mind, Friday edition of the program. 800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Quick word about one of the pros at Hedolls. Hedolls has it. Great parts, great people. Whatever you need, come on in. And you're going to find a professional that knows the game. Folks like Josh Kemet up in Williston. About a decade that he's been there at the Williston location as an example. So you come on in to Josh and he'll take care of you, make sure you get the part you're looking for. He's dealing with folks that need everything for, you know, from, you know, cars to big rigs. Obviously, oil field guys out there get a lot of calls for heavy-duty truck stuff, really anything and everything. A lot of that they have right there at the Williston location. So you come in, you got it. They're also doing deliveries all the time, getting it out. 3 full-time delivery drivers that get there bright and early in the day and take care of it. And Josh, like many of the folks at Hedolls, ASE certified. General Auto Mechanics and Auto Parts, in his case, there's tons of them. They know the business, folks. They've got it. And he's one of those guys that had a pickup for his first car. 81 Chevy Scottsdale. So you can ask him about that. If you're a Chevy Scottsdale owner, you can compare notes. Josh Kim and the team at the Williston Hedolls location. Hedolls, South Dakota, Montana, North Dakota, Minnesota, too. Tell them Scott sent you. Back to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Matt and Dickinson, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I work out in the oil field, and I just was kind of wondering that if for the debate, like, if we had asked the governors that why the state's population has gone up by maybe a third, but the state's budget's gone up like 4 times.
Say that one more time.
the state's budget has increased by quadruple since the oil field boom, but the population's only gone up by like maybe.
Oh, I got it. I'm sorry. Population is what I missed. You're equating the increase in population to the budget. Yeah. And, you know, what they would tell you if they were here is one-time spending, infrastructure, to accommodate a lot of this growth and what's happening. So I don't, in other words, on infrastructure, I don't see a lot of arguments against the spending that are out there. Now, whether there's other things, I really don't. People want roads. They want bridges. They want, the bypasses. They want these things that have happened. And in Western North Dakota, they needed them with the amount of increased traffic that they have had and will have going forward as well. But it's a question that's worth asking because I think people, especially at a time now when we're having to rein it back in to say, were we spending too much? Right? And that's right. That's what you're saying. You're saying, is this growth too much? Can it be sustained? And I tell you, there were a lot of people that were saying it as it was going up. And everybody was comfortable with it because the things were humming. But they don't always hum. And when the forecast on oil office to the degree it is, it becomes a problem. So that's certainly an issue every one of the gubernatorial candidates ought to be addressing first, head on. What would you do differently going forward when a situation like this happens? Anything else, Mayor?
Yes, sir. No, sir. Thank you.
All right. But specifically, the budget increases related to the population. Got it. Appreciate it. Jamestown, Bob, you're up on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
Morning, Scott. I just like what you said previously there about these people not, when they get the candidate they don't like in the Republican Party. So they're saying, well, if Trump was there, they're not going to go and vote. Well, we had that happen 4 years ago when the Ron Paul people and evangelicals, well, Romney was a Mormon, so they didn't go vote. They stayed home. And so we let our country slide deeper and deeper into debt, and we're less secure and everything because those no votes were votes for Barack Obama. These people don't understand it. Last night here in Jamestown, we had our District 12 Republican meeting and elected some people to send to Bismarck and hopefully. And we had all three of the people running for governor and all the other state offices here. And it was a very interesting evening, but I got to speak to Rick Becker's folks that travel with him and his caravan. And first thing this guy said, well, he said, Stengem and Burgum weren't pro-life enough. And that's Becker's campaign. It's pro-life. And I said, well, if Mr. Becker doesn't make it in the primary, will you people be good Republicans? And will you support Wayne Stengem if he's the winner in the June primary? Absolutely not, they said. Nope, we can't support him. Well, they haven't even looked at his record. When Stengem was in the legislature, he voted on all the pro-life issues, and he voted the correct way. I'm very disappointed. I mean, we let the Democrats beat us all the time because we're too evasive and we stick to some principles. My family, we've got young kids. They're all professionals. And, they're not worrying about the pro-life thing so much anymore. They're wondering why their 401ks are stagnant. They're worrying about their jobs in the future. They're trying to still pay off their student loans. They're all having children now. They want to know what the schools are going to be. Are the schools going to stay up with technology to offer their kids the best and brightest? And those are the important things to young Republicans. So to keep those people coming back time and time again to vote Republican and not let them switch to the Democrats, we need the Rick Beckers and his supporters to either stay out of the limelight or to realize there's just more than one item to put in front of voters.
Yeah, no. And what's amazing to me is that Rick Becker is very much using that pro-life mantle, and to his credit, he just says I'm pro-life, right? So he just goes right to he doesn't nuance it. He doesn't say here's what my church says, and I don't like labels or get into kind of all the different nuances about we got to do this. Just says what it is. Now, unfortunately, his voting record would tell you he's not pro-life.
So,
and he voted against the bills. He's even when asked, are you a Christian, said, I'm searching. So I think, sadly, I believe Rick Becker is pro-life for political purposes only. I don't think there's any conviction there. I don't think there's any, and he doesn't have a legislative record to demonstrate anything that would. And this is what I don't like about campaigns. When you get to the point where you're just saying, well, This one has a little bit of a problem. That one has a little problem. So why don't I be that guy, even though my record isn't there? And the only thing I'll give him credit for is saying very succinctly what his position is. Now, maybe it is now, but I need to be a little suspicious of that given his previous record, don't I?
Oh, absolutely. And I want to add one thing, and then I'll let you get to your next caller. What always bothers me is just like we're going through on the national level, now we're having a little bit of this thing happening in the state governor's race. But one thing Democrats are really good at, they always kiss and hug and make up when it's all over with. We saw it with Hillary and Obama, and we've seen it many other times before. But when we have individuals like this, and I won't say the guy's name, that's a Rick Becker supporter that was in Jamestown last night, but those kind of people, they're not good for our party at all. Because they're divisive. They divide people. And that just bothers me. And then one thing about it, you know what, in my opinion, the worst Republican is still better than the best Democrat. And the Democrats, they always unite at the end. Doesn't matter if their candidate just got out of jail or if he's going to jail. He'll still get 42% of the Democrat backing. It's a sad political thing.
We've had it happen in North Dakota. There were Republicans that stayed home. If the same amount of Republicans had voted for Rick Berg as a, you know, House candidate, as a Senate candidate, he'd be Senator Rick Berg right now rather than Senator Heidi Berg, Heidi Heitkamp, rather. So it is, you know, this is something, the North Dakota's right here. North Dakotans are the reason, North Dakota Republicans are the reason, rather, that Senator Heitkamp beat Rick Berg. There's no excuse for that. None.
No, and the Senate, the out-of-state Senate dollars that came in and the lies that Heidi's campaign showed was that she used for that money. Berg and his guys are in court all the time trying to remove these ads off of television and radio when they should have been out campaigning.
Rick Berg's campaign owns a lot. Certainly the campaign infrastructure owns a lot of that loss. There's no doubt about it. And people were uninspired, and there's no sense reliving that chapter. But my point is, going to yours, to say, I'm going to stay home. You're going to guarantee an outcome very different than what you ultimately want. It's bad news. And thanks for sharing that little anecdote from the Becker team that, I think what that is, I don't know what that is. I don't know. I don't. I mean, I empathize with those people from the standpoint of the pro-life questions.
One last thing. I know you're right. And one last thing. We got to go on your radio show every day. We got to tell these people that are calling in, we have to vote for the last man standing for the presidential race, and we got to vote for the last man standing for the governor's race, because we can't afford to lose these positions.
All right, interesting points, Bob. Thank you. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. If you agree or disagree with Bob, welcome your opinion. Some off-air calls coming in as well. Hypocrisy is heavy in politics, says this next caller. Go ahead and roll that one, Rev.
Yeah, I'm going to try this. Let's see if I can get it right. But anyway, obviously, hypocrisy is very heavy in politics, sadly to say that. But I don't understand yesterday, for an example, where you've got Trump doing and saying all the things specifically, you know, about the Canadian birth concept with Cruz. And then you've got Mitt Romney comes out and does the same rumor concept, but it's on taxes. It's a little different subject. And, oh, my gosh, forbid that they would do that. I'm going, really? I mean, where's the difference in that? Explain it to me. Thanks.
Okay, if I follow you correctly, you're saying when Trump attacks Cruz about being Canadian-born and not being eligible, the uproar is that's a horrible cheap shot. But when Mitt Romney says, hey, where's your tax return, there's not the similar uproar. I think it's because that issue, I mean, first of all, his tax return, he has been saying for a long time he put it out. Last night, now he's saying an audit. And by the way, they must think something's in this tax return. Both the Trump camp and also the Republican establishment, if you will, because Mitt Romney has been pitching this. Somebody said, Mitt, go out there and press for Trump to release his tax return. Something's going on there. So I don't know if that's a cheap shot, because he really should do that, and he has delayed it. So I don't say they're apples to apples. That's my take. Welcome yours. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance.
Everybody has people that are very dear to them, very near to them, whether it's spouse, children, grandchildren, whatever it is. If there's unfortunate death like this, that affects the whole family. But even if it's an injury, you can still have a serious injury that changes life for all of those. And if we can just wake them up to the fact that that's how important it really is, and that the children are getting hurt through them getting hurt, that seems to make a bit of a difference. And that's something that all of our safety consultants work at very hard to try and get them to realize, you know, why. One of the whys, it's important to not only sit through a training, but take it in, soak it in, and apply it, and make sure that they're working in a safe manner each and every day.
To learn more about training that can help improve safety in your home or workplace, go to ndsc.org or call the North Dakota Safety Council at 800-932-8890. That's 800-932-8890.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Badly in the polls.
But you're not beating Hillary. So I'm not beating Hillary.
Well, then if I can't, if I can't beat her, you're really going to get killed, aren't you? So let me ask you this, because you're really getting beaten badly. I know you're embarrassed, but keep fighting. Keep swinging, man. Swing for the fences.
Donald Trump, who was bookended by Rubio and Cruz last night in that debate, 800-228-0550, more highlights from it. I still really want to know from our audience whether this is what you want out of a debate. You know, we're all talking about individual pieces of it, but is that what you want? Is that what you want out of the governor's debate next Thursday at the Bell? You want them just slugging away, or do you want, clear all that out and no, let's just talk about these issues and, you know, almost to the point of saying you're not able to say anything about your opponent. Just tell us about what your plan is. Is that naive? Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550, brought to you in part today by our friends at V Mobile. They have locations Bismarck, Fargo, Detroit Lakes, Grand Forks, Jamestown, Valley City, Wahpeton. To find a location near you, go to bmobile.com. Connect and communicate at V-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. Right now, if you're not a member of the Verizon family, it is a great time to join because you can get unstuck from your current carrier. If you visit one of those V-Mobile locations, switch to Verizon, they'll give you up to $650 to get out of your current contract. That's no kidding. They're going to make it easy for you. That's why they're the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. They're doing deals like that. Bmobile.com. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, some calls waiting here. Let's see who's been waiting the longest. Looks like Jacob down there in South Dakota on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Jacob, what is on your mind? Tell us.
How's it going this morning, Scott?
Good, sir. How are you?
I am well. Wanted to reference the caller before the break there talked about not voting, and I guess my thoughts on that issue are, I mean, I got a couple different thoughts, but you talked about how his kids weren't concerned with pro-life and they wanted the latest gadget and doodad and all that stuff, but I mean, those are Democrat ideas, and if that's the way you're going to think, then there's no difference between these young Republicans and Democrats. And I feel that's where our country's been headed in the last 60 years is we keep voting for the lesser of two evils. And, you know, this is where we've gotten. There's not a lot of difference between, you know, the rhino Republicans and the Democrats. I mean,
well, there is. I always reject that argument, but I would say this, you know, looking at the big picture, And the debt, you'd have to say they both have contributed, right?
And to different degrees.
So there are some issues there. But for instance, on, you know, the Supreme Court, huge differences. I mean, humongous. Now, sadly, the judges that are sometimes picked by Republicans don't do what we want them to do. But the judges they're looking for, at least their litmus test, are very, very different. So they are. But I think the what you've described, Jacob, is the reason Donald Trump is as popular as he is. Do you?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not a Donald Trump supporter. I won't vote for him. I think his record over the last, I mean, as Marco Rubio said last night, over the last 25 years, you know, he switched from Democrat, Republican, Independent. I mean, you just don't know where he stands on the issue, and I can't vote for him. But, I mean, I can't vote for Marco Rubio or Ted Cruz either. Now, that's not saying I'm not going to vote. But in my state, I can write in a candidate, and, I mean, I have to vote where my conscience tells me. I mean, I feel like I will be judged someday if I vote for the lesser of two evils, but, I mean, it's still evil. I will be judged by my creator someday, and I feel like I have to vote where my heart tells me.
Well, I think you always have to. I do. I really, your heart has to play a part here. I mean, I wrestle with that. My heart versus electability, or what I perceive to be electability, right? And who is ultimately going to win? Because in my mind, Hillary Clinton can't win. Can't win. And we're not going to recognize this country. Ronald Reagan famously said, freedom is only one generation away from extinction. This matters. And I appreciate your passion on it. Thanks. Leon, Devil's Lake, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, my brother from another mother.
Exactly. What's on your mind?
Oh, man, a lot. Your callers, I sympathize with them. Like, your caller you had, like, I don't know, 15 minutes ago, he says that, you know, the Democrats, even if their candidate just got out of jail or they are headed to jail, you still got 45% of the Democrats that will vote for them. Well, those people, they monetize ignorance. They capitalize on the ignorance of their voting bloc. The reason why the GOP is having such a hard time is normally conservatives and Republicans are much more knowledgeable about the subject matter. And so they can't just blindly go in there and vote for someone that is might support infanticide. Or eminent domain, or, you know, the $17 trillion in debt.
Yeah, actually, some scruples and principles that guide, hey, whether or not I'm going to vote the way I'm going to vote. Very good point, Leon. Sherry on the road, quickly, what's on your mind? Sherry, are you
Hello?
There? Yes, quickly,
yes,
go ahead.
Yes, I'm here. Hi. I agree with the last caller. We are more educated than the Democrats when we vote. And so, as we learn more and more about Donald Trump, I don't understand how a single person that has conservative principles can even consider him, could even put him at the bottom of their pack.
All right, a lot of them are. Why? Why? Frustration from the current Republican set, I guess. Sherry, great comments. Got to go up against the break. Freedom Friday, a constitutional expert coming up, and more of your calls.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Farmers, many North Dakota counties may have not received correct subsidy amounts because of arbitrary yield data. Lemoore and Logan received $0 in our copayments, and many others may receive smaller amounts. Join local Progressive Ag lawyers for a free informational meeting in a county near you soon. Visit fixthefarmsubsidy.com. Learn if you were underpaid last year. Learn how to prevent this from happening again. The system's broken. Stand up to make it right. Meet experienced agriculture attorneys. Fixthefarmsubsidy.com or call 800-864-8635.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.